From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The United Nations says all aid agencies have left the Afghan city of Kunduz since a U.S. airstrike hit a Doctors Without Borders hospital there on Saturday. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein reports on the humanitarian impact of the airstrike.
The UN reports thousands of people have fled Kunduz and an estimated 8,500 families have been displaced as a result of the fighting. UN humanitarian spokesman Jens Laerke says water and electricity reportedly are off in much of the city and most food markets are closed.
There is now no functioning trauma care hospital in the city after this bombing. In fact, the MSF hospital was the only facility of its kind in the entire northeastern region of the country, serving some 300,000 people in Kunduz alone.
Laerke says the airport is closed to civilian aircraft and it's too dangerous to enter the city by road because of bombs, the threat of ambushes and roadblocks. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Crews are working round the clock in South Carolina to repair damage caused by heavy rains and flooding blamed for at least 15 deaths in the state. South Carolina Public Radio's Lauren Hunsberger reports that there's some concern that not all communities, will get their share of the federal disaster relief that's available.
There is some concern here that the federal disaster declaration and the aid that comes with it won't reach all those in need. The declaration allows individuals in impacted areas to apply for funds to cover home repairs and property loss. But Congressman Jim Clyburn says he's worried that a limited number of counties have been offered individual aid while many more continue to struggle with damage.
No county got hit that didn't have people in them. And so to approve it for public and not for individual is causing me some concern.
Governor Nikki Haley says other counties may be added to the list eligible for individual aid as FEMA assesses the situation statewide. For NPR News, I'm Laura Hunsberger in Columbia, South Carolina.
The Nobel Prize announcements continue today in Stockholm with the prize for chemistry to be revealed in a few hours. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, there is much speculation about who will be recognized in that category this year.
There's a small industry devoted to making predictions about who's going to win a Nobel Prize in a given year. And for the most part, the track record of these predictors is pretty poor. 2020 hindsight seems to be the best prediction tool of all.
Scientists from Japan and Canada won the Nobel Prize in Physics yesterday for discoveries about a tiny cosmic particle that zips through space at near the speed of light. The prize for medicine announced Monday went to scientists from the U.S., Japan, and China for the discovery of drugs to fight tropical diseases. On Asian stock market, shares are higher, led by gains in energy prices. Japan's Nikkei is up 0.75%. Hong Kong shares are up nearly 3%. This is NPR News. The United Auto Workers Union says talks with Fiat Chrysler are continuing despite a possible strike against plants in Michigan and Indiana. Union members overwhelmingly rejected a proposed 4-year agreement because it did not include their demands to end 2-tier wages and restore salary concessions workers made in earlier agreements. The current contract between the UAW and Fiat Chrysler expires tonight at midnight. California Governor Jerry Brown has signed a bill that he says will toughen the state's current equal pay laws and protections. The law takes effect January 1st. As Daniel Carson reports, Brown says that female workers will be able to challenge gender-based wage gaps without fear of reprisals.
Under the new law, a female worker can sue her employer if she's paid less than a man who might have a different job title but does basically the same work. Complaints about wage sexism even come out of Hollywood. In a bit of serendipity, Patricia Arquette had this to say in her acceptance speech for Best Supporting Actress at this year's Oscars.
It's our time to have wage equality once and for all and equal rights for women in the United States of America.
Advocates say women often don't know they're being paid less than their male co-workers. They hope an equal pay law with sharper enforcement teeth will encourage more women to ask questions and demand fair wages. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
The Houston Astros advanced to the American League Division Series after beating the Yankees 3-0 in a wild card game. The Astros will face the Royals in Kansas City on Thursday. This is NPR.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.